Good morning, everybody. It's Michelle, and this is Sales a Story, our full day virtual retreat. Can't wait to dive in with you. So, such a full day for you today, and a potentially life and company changing one when you are here fully present with ears to hear and implementing what we put in place for today. So we're going to start as we always do in Shavasana. Shavasana gathers the energy. Shavasana allows us to come to presence. Shavasana allows us to know ourselves at a very different level. And from that, all of who we are, our company grows. And we build our work in the world. So find a comfortable place where you can, where you know you will not be disturbed. So close the door, find a quiet place, find a quiet, uncluttered place where you'll not be bumping into things. So give yourself space. Lying on your back, raise your legs if you need to so that the low back is comfortable. And bend the elbows for a minute, dig the elbows into the floor to lift and open the heart center, then release the arms to the floor. Arms are in a low V, palms up position. Softly close the eyes. Be present. Feel the ease of breath in this moment. Feel the ease and wholeness of this moment. Know that in this moment, all is well. Scan the body for any tension. And where you find tension, breathe into that spot and let it go. Relax the cheeks, relax the jaw. Relax the tongue. Relax the tongue all the way to its root in the throat. Soften the forehead. Soften the outer corners of the eyes. Soften the inner corners of the eyes. Let the eyes sink back toward the back brain, allowing the mind to become quiet. Go inward. Take this time for yourself. Feel the quiet ease of this moment, the ease of this breath. Let yourself dwell in silence. Let yourself be breathed by the universe. Just be. If you find your mind wandering, as mine will, gently, without judgment, bring your focus back to the breath. Be here. This moment. This breath. And then coming out of Shavasana as easily as you came in, not holding on to this experience, moving into the next moment with ease and grace. It begins just with the thought that soon you will move. Allow the breath to deepen. Start to move in any way that feels good to you. Bend the knees, roll to the right side, support your head. Softly open the eyes. Use your hands to press yourself up to sitting and join our virtual circle. As always, camera on as much as possible, hopefully fully for the rest of the day, if at all possible. It trains that one-pointed attention, that one-pointed focus. So we're here now together for this life-changing day. And as always, let's begin what's awakening in you now from this experience of Shavasana. Every single experience of Shavasana is different. Just like every sales conversation is different, every time I'm networking is different, every person I speak to is different. When I'm paying attention, if I've spoken to that person 1,000 times over in the last few months, this moment is different when I pay attention. So what was this Shavasana for you today? What did you love here? Training our focus on what we love. Who would like to begin? What did you love in this experience of Shavasana?
I'll start.
Wendy. Thank you, Wendy.
So my morning didn't go as smoothly as I had hoped, but I loved that in my little brain it said, put down the curling iron or put down the flat iron, you're missing Shavasana. And so choosing in for quiet time for myself over anything else. And I'm really proud of myself for that today.
So good. What are the choices I'm making? Do they nourish my soul? Are they what's meaningful for me moment by moment by moment? And Shavasana is a great way to do that, to have that as a habit. As a practice for this day and the rest of our lives. I hope that's my wish for you. Thank you, Wendy. Let's hear from one more of you. What did you love about this Shavasana? Yeah, Yvonne, thank you.
It was just nice to pause for a second.
Shavasana can be so simple. It's just a pause for myself. And especially in a very full life, entrepreneurs tend to have full lives. There's a lot we're doing. We're taking care of people. We're building things. It's a full life with different moving parts. Can I treat myself the way I want to be treated by others? Can I treat myself the way I would a newborn baby, you know, taking care of that newborn baby and clothe and feed and make sure they sleep? And can we do that? Can we treat ourselves with that same loving kindness? So thank you, Yvonne. All right. Anything else bursting to be said without which we cannot go forward about Shavasana? Okay. All right. So welcome to Sales a Story. I have a number of public service announcements to start with. First is just some community housekeeping. So we kick off our abundance series. This three-part series is going to be Thursday, February 11th, 18th, and 25th. So make sure you mark your calendars. It's our usual time, Thursdays at 12:30 Mountain Time. And we will be sending out an updated course calendar. This will be in your inbox tomorrow. Most of the changes are either reorganizing some of the current content into an order that I feel will serve you better, and also meet the needs of new members joining us in the spring. And then additional content. So there's two new workshops that I'm adding for you. I've been speaking to the team about this and super excited about it. It's a bonus for the Stories That Sell Now series. And you're also going to receive this. There's always going to be something extra. There's always going to be surprise bonuses. And these two workshops, one of them is one we did last summer that was, so it's the second time we'll have done this one, to really hone your talk. So be ready for that. That'll be coming up in a couple of months. And the more times you've done your talk between now and then, the readier you'll be with the most nuanced questions that you have access to so that we can meet you there. All right. So get out there and do your talk as many times as you can. Even if it's in your kitchen in front of one person, right? Go ahead and do that. And so the other one is a workshop that I have never ever taught before. And it's a new one, Words That Sell. And it's a very condensed workshop to help you find not just the stories to say, but what are the words that form the stories? How do we have impactful sentences? How do we have impactful paragraphs? How do we, two people can be saying just the same thing, but the way we put the words together can change everything. Two people can even have the same story, but the way that story gets told can change everything. So super excited for that for you too. So take a look for that. That'll be on your calendar that we will send to you tomorrow. All right. What else? Monthly surveys are due. So, and Yvonne, are you able to put the link in the, thank you, in the chat? Some of you have completed several months in a row. Congratulations. So we're going to be announcing those prizes soon. Keep an eye on the Love Your Words Facebook page for that announcement. I mean, keep up the good work. It's so important. Like, what am I doing month by month that keeps me on track for my life and for my company and my life? If you haven't completed one yet, this is a great month to get started. So those surveys are due February 8th. And this month's mastermind will be facilitated by our very own Yvonne, February 23rd at 1:30 p.m. Mountain Time. This woman has taught me so much. I don't do anything unintentional in my life. Like I spend my time well. And I'm spending a lot of time with this woman this week, who's teaching me all kinds of things, right? As she always does. Don't miss it. Your route there is simply to fill out your monthly survey. It's our carrot to give you, help you do that thing that's going to help you anyway. All right. So please go ahead and do. Our Influence Through Story Challenge, 5 stories every entrepreneur needs to ethically persuade and sell. Our Facebook challenge is April 19th to the 23rd. It's at 10 o'clock. It's an hour and a half every single day. And this is going to be open to the public, but you're going to want to be there every single day. And you want to get that on the calendar. You can email amy@michellegunderson.com to be on our priority list. And trust me, you want to be on the priority list. The early bird always wins here. So you put yourself on that priority list, good things will come your way. That's just always the way it's always happened in this company. So Story Freedom, we have different dates than we had originally posted for a number of reasons. It's a few weeks later. So please make sure you make this change in your calendar. It's May 19th through the 21st. Same email, amy@michellegunderson.com to be on the priority list. All right. So before we dive into, yes, go ahead, Wendy.
Is the Story Freedom, is that what you typically do in September?
It's what I've done in September, but I got to tell you, this is a whole new Story Freedom. I am not in the same place. Story Freedom will not be in the same place. I have typically done this in September. It is virtual. And
but it's different than, there's like a 3-day retreat somewhere as well, right?
This is our 3-day retreat. This is our 3-day retreat. And that's what you're going to want to have on your calendar. All right.
So do you know when it was scheduled? I'm just trying to figure out what I'm
scheduled. It was scheduled about 3 weeks earlier. End of April, I think it was. But when you get the calendar tomorrow, put all those dates on the calendar. That will be clear. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we just moved it 3 weeks back. I think it's three.
So
weeks.
It's May.
It's May 19th through the 21st.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Everything is in the chat box as well for everybody.
And thank you. Thank you so much for that, Yvonne. All right. Those are all important announcements. And, but I have what I consider, even though every single one of them moves a needle for us in our companies and our lives, but this one is the most important announcement because we have, there is, celebration in order, but is she frozen? I think Mary Kay is frozen, isn't she? Okay, we will.
it looks. Oh,
Mary Kay, can you hear me, Mary Kay? Okay, so she's back.
All yes, right. I'm here, but I have to get my horse first.
Okay, perfect. So
Well, in the spirit of celebration, I could throw something in the circle.
Fantastic, Marie. You go ahead.
I just finished hosting an amazing 5-day online writing retreat. And every one of the people that were on the retreat are now enrolled in some other aspect of my business. It's like 100% maintaining connection.
Fantastic. I love to hear this. Both the retreat itself, that is no small feat online, and then also 100% conversion. Talk about, as we're entering into sales, the story, how perfect is that? Thank you. Love that celebration. Thank you. All right. Mary Kay, are you ready for a celebration?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we can. All right. So I have a beautiful announcement. So Mary Kay has just entered into her third year in the Love Your Words, Love Your Life community. Would you please join me in celebrating her beautiful, beautiful leap? I'm so happy for you, Mary Kay. Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
Woo!
Woo-hoo!
Woo! I'm happy for you. I'm so proud of you. And I'm so delighted to meet your horse on this call. How beautiful. How good is that? So Mary Kay, you know that what I'm going to ask you, this is not your first rodeo. Oh, that's funny that that expression came up. So maybe wrong expression, actually. This is not our first time in the playground. So we're here at Sales a Story, and it is so beautiful when we have that leaping energy inside us, as Marie just spoke of, the people who just leapt in with her work, 100% conversion, when we are taking a leap, that leaping energy is such a beautiful thing. It means we're standing for ourselves. It means that we know all of who we are in that moment. We all want to understand what that is. So Mary Kay, whatever words you'd like to say in celebration of you and this beautiful leap that you've just made, so we can kind of ride on your coattails and catch some of that energy that's inside you.
Well, I'd like to look forward to what Marie just said. And there's a sense of, that's one of the reasons I signed up. There's a change in the way I look forward to things. I mean, looking forward to moving forward. And then part of it was like, the choice was not sign up or sign up. And it was like, I couldn't do the not sign up because there've been too many changes and like too many personal changes. And then there's just more and more like intersections and overlaps between the work I do and how it fits with the work you do with Hakomi and mindfulness and what I do with the horses and dogs and cats and animals and all of my work. And, also the changes in family interactions, that's one of the changes that, I didn't think those changes would ever happen, and they have, unexpectedly. And then also kind of the possibility of looking forward to getting past a roadblock that I've recognized. Mm-hmm. And then as I was thinking about it this morning, I thought there's something different came up just from what I thought about, and that's the sharing of this nonverbal communication, like the Sundance here. That's my horse, Sundance. And the possibility of a whole lot of other people doing that with their dogs and cats and snakes, parrots, whatever animal they are most connected with, the horses being the ones that should be the most.
Mary Kay, this is so beautiful. Any one piece of what you just said, when we take it up for ourselves, can move the world. I'm just going to, actually, if your line isn't muted right now, there's a couple of you, if you'll mute your lines, just so we have a nice, clear line. You see Dottie celebrating for you. Thank you, Dottie, to see you. I love all of those words, the overlap in the work and bringing together too the different background, that the Hakomi background that you have. It's like, oh, it's part of who you are and be in the world. So beautiful. And I'm just going to mute your line so we've got a nice clear line. I love what you said, and you said it several times to me this week. Hope you don't mind if I underline this piece, where Casey's kept saying, well, I can't not. It's like there's this inner knowing of what the journey is and what's possible ahead. And I love that. I don't remember you introducing Sundance to us in our 2 years together ever. So what a beautiful way to start off this next year together. I'm so looking forward to this journey. And so huge congratulations to you. If we pick up any one piece of this, what a beautiful way to start our day together here at Sales Story. Thank you, Mary Kay, for allowing us to celebrate you. Thank you for stepping up and speaking so that we can catch a piece of that, as I said. And then also, it is a journey. I love that you underlined it's, you know, your words have underlined that it's a journey. And speaking after Marie, you both have that Hakomi background. I'm thinking Hakomi right now, right? And also it truly is a journey. And when you're saying, wow, you know, Marie saying, I did a 5-day retreat and everybody 100% conversion. And, you know, Marie also, yeah, so wonderful. And not our first rodeo, And I remember not so many years ago, Marie, your attitude toward business summed up in about 6 words. Would you share that here? Because the road that you've traveled, you know, we can start anywhere and build a business that is deep, heart-centered, outstanding, that we're all the right clients leap in, all our perfect clients. Marie, will you know which 5 or 6 words I'm thinking of?
Yeah, and I'm going to use a word that I'm doing my best not to use anymore, but it's very appropriate for this response. I don't want a fucking business.
So there's Marie's starting point. I'm not even going to do this. I don't want that. kicking and screaming then to this place. And so thank you for sharing that, Marie. It's like an older version, different version of Marie, not the one we see here, right? And the same, Mary Kay, like where you were a couple of years ago, where you are now, and then where you can be from here. It's just so inspiring. This is super inspiring to me. So thank you so much. Thank you, Marie, for sharing. Thank you, Mary Kay, for sharing. So, so beautiful. All right. Anything that, another celebration that anybody wants to share, another win or an aha, as you're listening to both Marie and Mary Kay here, anything wanting to be shared before we move on? Marie?
There's one more piece to this about envisioning yourself in the future. And I posted this on my personal Facebook page, but 3 years ago, I wrote a letter to myself about envisioning my business 3 to 5 years in the future. And basically, when I read it, and I just happened to stumble upon it this morning, and it's like, here I am, having just finished a 5-day writing retreat, and everyone wants to sign up, and I have waiting list for my programs. There's something magic out there that we can tap into.
Exactly. Thank you so very much. And, you know, and it's not, it doesn't happen by accident. There's all kinds of, you know, seemingly accidental things that will happen all the way along the road, right? Oh, it was this opportunity, not that one. And I thought it was going to come from over here and it comes from over there, right? We're not in charge of all the details of it, but this doesn't happen by accident. Everything we're doing all year long allows for those happy accidents and that building and that envisioning and actually creating what it is we want to do and then getting to live that life that is our dream, right? And so thank you so much for that. Love that. Thank you, Marie. Thank you, Mary Kay. Anything else wanting to be shared? I just want to ask Mary Kay. I want to return to Mary Kay for a moment. Mary Kay, if you're able to unmute, because I muted you again, how does it feel having shared that? I just want to close this, like put a bow on this piece to move on to the next piece. How does that feel? Because that's being visible, that's speaking out, that's sharing our journey. How's that feel, Mary Kay?
That feels good with Sundance beside me.
Yeah.
Because the horses are such a big part of it. And 50% okay, probably.
And it's, your sound is a little, I love that you're there and your sound it's is about, a little.
It's about 50% okay, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's better than last year.
Yeah. Do you want to tell them what happened last year?
Well, last year I didn't want to share at all.
Ah, notice. Yes. Thank you, Marie. Marie is like, yay. So thank you for stepping forward and letting us celebrate you, Mary Kay. That was a huge leap forward. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so very welcome. Yes, Dottie, go ahead.
I just want to say, Mary Kay and Marie, that I've been a slow start and you two are really an inspiration to me today. So thank you.
Thank you, Dottie. And, you know, Marie, can I point to something from an earlier part of your journey as well? Because thank you. I remember somewhere along, this was, you know, quite some time ago, but words not that different from those came out of your mouth, Marie. You remember? And it's not the case at all. It's like, what if I just change that story? I'm not slow to the, I'm just a deep learner. I just do a deep dive. I am on a path of transformation, and here's why I am on the journey, and I celebrate every piece of it. Better? Thank you. All right. Yeah. And thank you, Marie, for having, I thought you probably knew that I was going to point to that, right? It's not, again, not our first trip together. All right. Anything else wanting to be said? Okay. So I want to give you a bit of the structure of our day. So I'm going to speak Mountain Time. Please translate to your own time zone. We go from 10 till 4 today. And as with Influence's story, we have 3 segments, right? Don't hold me to the exact ending times because I might find the energetic close. It's a little bit more, a little bit less. But the blocks will be about an hour and a half long. They might be a little more. We'll always have at least a 15-minute break. Aiming for maybe half an hour or so, but we'll make sure we retain at least 15 minutes. So the sessions go from 10 till 11:30, 12 till 1:30, lunchtime 1:30 till 2:30, where you'll stay in the energy of what we're doing. And I'll give you some things to do to maintain and deepen that energy and that that path. And then our last session from 2:30 till 4. There will be times to ask questions. We have got a number of great questions on the table right now as well. And what else? So jot down your questions through the day. We'll make sure that there's a chance to answer those questions. And also we have the Abundance Series coming up. And Sales of Story and Abundance work together really nicely. Sales of Stories would bring the financial abundance. And sometimes we have a hard time going directly to financial abundance. It's like we have all kinds of money stories. We'll deal a little bit with some of those today, and some more of those we'll unpack over the coming weeks. But sometimes we can't allow ourselves to go directly to the financial abundance part for whatever reason. But when we create abundance, when we know what abundance is, when we have it in ourselves, in our daily lives, I get crazy happy about my $6,000 art chair that I bought for $500. You probably all heard the story more than once already, right? You know, like, I feel so abundant in this chair. Yesterday, I bought a brush holder for my bathroom, and that's my latest thing that I'm celebrating. It cost me 10 bucks, I think. I just feel so abundant, right? So these two will go together hand in glove, and the whole series is going to deepen everything that we're doing here. They're going to fit together beautifully, all right? So just to let you know kind of what's coming up for us. So our day, we've got those 3 parts. I'm not going to tell you too much about what's in each of the parts. You'll see, I wanted to unfold. I want you to be present with each of the parts. What I do want to tell you is that this Sales of Story is the next level iteration of what used to be called the High Ticket Virtual Retreat, which is a 1-day event that I've been teaching for years now. And so we have some of the same foundations as the High Ticket Virtual Retreat. We have our second Sales of Story coming up. It's one of the dates I think we've moved. You'll find out when it is. I think it's in June now. All right, we moved it back a little bit for various reasons. But each of these 2 components are independent of each other. So you can do the one, you can do the other. And there's so many more things that I've learned, so much more I want to teach you. Oh, we need 2 days for it, all right? The earlier version of this, which used to be called the High Ticket Virtual Retreat, we have had outstanding results from the earlier version of this. We play a game at the end of it every single year. Every time we have won the game, right? So I don't know what's going to happen this year. Every year it's a mystery. We'll talk more about the game in the last block. But it's a game to help us grow our companies in ways where we can help each other out. And it's fun. I mean, it's meant to be fun, right? Like, sales should be fun. If it doesn't feel like your word, well then let's let it be so from here on in, from today on. And just the value of this, people have come out of this, our earlier version of this, and having no idea what to sell. I often think of Christina as one great example of that. She was working in a barber shop, had no idea what she was going to sell, who she should offer it to, was planning, okay, well, 6 months from now, maybe. And she had this whole plan that she was telling us about at the High Ticket Virtual Retreat. And she sold her first $2,000 program the next day. Another of our clients, she was dreaming about her $10,000 program for years and spending hours on it, had never done it. And by Thursday of, I think we had the High Ticket Virtual Retreat on the Sunday, by Thursday, she sold that program for the first time. And it was easy and it was fun. And this has happened in countless ways, countless times. I think of Marie as well. I think it was your first High Ticket Virtual Retreat, Marie. I can tell them the story about that briefly. Thank you. So Marie, when she was in that stage of, I don't want no, right? I don't want no business, like, I am busy working on my book. Thank you, Michelle. I'm not going to do this, but I will help and participate and support others. And then Marie, the way I see it, Marie like accidentally made $1,800, you know, like wasn't even like focused there, actually explicitly told me she wasn't going to, right? So another one of our clients had a day with me. So my day at that time went for $10,000 and she traded that private day to come to this. I said at first she couldn't do it. This is only in-house for the Love Your Words community. But she had just graduated and then we created this day just after she graduated. So I said no at first. I'm like, this is only in-house. But she'd already learned how to be really influential here. She was influential with me. She's the only one I've ever allowed to do this. She traded a private day with me to be in on this. Now, so it was a $10,000 day and she told me she made her money back that week. So there is so much potential for you here. Every single one of you, everyone who's listening here, we have the chance to have that first sale, have that next level sale, grow our companies in that next level way. And again, I thank you, Marie, for that snapshot of the journey from like, I don't want no fucking business, and I'm not even going to play, to the making that $1,800 sale. Wow, I just have a 5-day retreat and everybody upsold, right? Everybody took the next step. And it's our way to create our best service. I mean, that's how we help people. When they take that next level in the deeper dive, we can help people more. It's at the heart of it, right? So how do we create that trajectory for ourselves? That is deeply what this day is about, all right? So anything else that I want to tell you just by way of introduction, announcements? I think what I want to do from here is ask you what you hear in, again, it's a new title for us. I'm in a new place. The world is in a new place. I'm in a new place. We had our best year ever last year in the midst of a worldwide pandemic. We changed a lot of structures in our company. We hired a lot of people. We're doing a lot of new things. It's super exciting. I've never been more excited about the work that we're doing in the company ever before. So sales is story. This is a new title for this. Weren't we were up leveling here. And I'd love to hear from one or two of you, when you hear just the phrase without any context, sales is story, what do you hear? And what do you hear for you? What's the promise in that? What's the possibility in that? What do you hear when I say that phrase, sales as story?
I don't really love, I'm changing the words in this little thing, but I've seen it painted on rocks and people say your mess is your message. And I think that this is kind of maybe the same idea that your life story and your life experiences and this life that you have lived creates an opportunity for you to serve and sell, like that you have something to give already. You don't need to go find something. You already have something to give.
You have something to give already. It's not something out there like Christina, 6 months from now, when I'm bigger, when I'm better, when I know more, when I went down the way, that other self that'll be new and improved because I don't really like this one because it's not good enough, right? You are full, you are complete, you are whole. You have it already here and now. in everything that you've lived till now, you have the perfect ingredients, the perfect, all everything that you need to make that offer to, and have that offer be taken up by that exact person that you, that is a joy to total joy to work with, all right? And those people that you are meant to serve, right? So thank you, Wendy, beautiful, yes. Sales a story, what else? Let's hear one more. What do you hear in this phrase, sales a story? This is new in this company. I'm so excited about that new phrase, representing new level, sales a story. Yeah, Mary Kay. Oh, and Mary Kay, you're still muted.
There we go. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So I hear something that makes me breathe really well, and it's probably just for now, but I hear story without sales. Yay.
I love this, Mary Kay. You know, sometimes we love what we do, but we don't like what we call the sales part. You know, it's like that part feels hard. That part feels like, oh, I got to do that because I really want to do the thing that I do. And then I got to do this thing, this sales thing. And I left teaching university in 2007. And, you know, my training wasn't in the business world. And as I started to understand, oh, wait, this sales thing, the sales part, is I don't have to, like, we have a weird idea about what sales is out there in the world. We got this image of a used car salesman or something, you know, like they're pushy and they do stuff that we try to make us do stuff. And I don't want to do that. Not interested in that. And then when I started to realize, no, that's not it at all. I don't need to be that thing that I thought it was about. It's just about the story, my story, that person's story, our story together in this world and being on a journey together. And so I like that, Mary Kay. You know, if it makes you breathe well, that's a good sign that I don't have to. And I think of it sales thought of in that particular way. I don't need to do that at all. It's just, it comes from the story. And then it can be so much more fun and so much easier. Thank you, Mary Kay. Anyone else, anything else bubbling up inside you that wants to be shared? Yeah, Yvonne, thank you.
Sales is about sharing stories.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And you know, when we share our stories, that's what connects us. It's what connects us. It's what it's where influence comes from. It's how we persuade. It's how we commiserate. It's how we uplift. It's how we experience our world. And so what if instead of, oh man, I've got to go do the sales part. Can you hear the heaviness in that for some people? Right? For some people, it's like, wow, I love the sales, right? But for other people, it's like, I've got to go do the sales part versus, hey, what if I can go and talk to somebody and we share our stories and they leap in to do this work that I'm meant to do on the planet. It's a very different life. So what if we could do that? It's about sharing our stories, sales and stories. We're all, it's all we're ever doing. Right now, I'm sharing a story about sales, a different story about sales, a story and the relationship to each other. We're never not telling stories. What if we could do it in service to helping others, growing our vision, our dream, in service to others, actually living a life on purpose on this planet? Now that's a cool story. Okay, really great, great work, you guys. Anything else? Anything else bubbling up? Yvonne, thank you. You know, and this is going to happen at the level that you guys are entering in. And look at the level you're entering in. I'm so excited for our day, Yvonne.
Yeah, no, I just want to quickly share something because, you know, I kind of made a promise to myself that I would do a reach out, send a message to anybody in my network that I know, you know, could potentially be a client in the future, but a lot of people don't know what I do right now. And so I made a commitment to myself that every day I would send out a reach out. And I had a bunch of people already on in a Word document on a list. And one name that I had put on there, I was like, man, like I will reach out. Like I had to force myself this morning to reach out to her because I so look up to her. She's, you know, you might know her name, Michelle Tiffany Peterson.
I don't know her.
Well, she's like up there and, you know, multi-million, well, I'm pretty sure she's a multi-million dollar earner. And I was like, Why would she want to talk to me? And I just sent her a message in Facebook Messenger and she answered me back and she said, I would love to connect with you. And I was like, oh my God. So I'm kind of bouncy right now. But I'm like, you know, if I don't put myself out there, you know, and what do I have to lose? And I love her and I know that she adores me. And but we haven't connected for like our last chat on Messenger was in 2014. We haven't, you know, follow her on social media, but we haven't really connected at all. And I was like, I'm just going to go for it, you know? And she said,
I'm just going to go for it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go for it. And she said, I'd love to connect. How easy is that? Right.
I know.
And can you hear the way that Yvonne is, thank you so much, Yvonne, is working her way through this story too. It's like, who, you know, who do you think you are and blah, 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 right? And from there to the empowering story of the reach out and who knows where that could lead, right? Who knows where that could lead? And Yvonne, you've had such leaps in your company this year. It's just so, so exciting. So
well, when I send the message, it's just a short message. I'm like, you know, hey, how are you? I would love to have a 30-minute call with you just to hear what you're up to. Are you up for it? And she said, yeah, I would love to.
What if it could just be easy? What if it could just be easy, right? Thank you for that. Love it. So that's what we're here for today. Let it be easy, doing the work that we're meant to be doing on this planet, having fun along the way. And, you know, actually, I'm so glad you mentioned that because, you know, Yvonne is here both as a student and on the team, right? So Yvonne has been working in this community for many years now and so many openings, so much rapid success during COVID-19 this year. It's so beautiful to watch you grow, my friend. And thinking about that call, we can have all kinds of hesitation around that call. And one of the people that, you know, but why would we do that, right? One of the people I hesitated calling many years ago was Yvonne, because I had a 3-day event coming up. And if it was really close to the event. We have editors around things, right? So it was like, oh no, she probably can't come. How presumptuous of me. It's just a few days away. And she, you know, so will she think this is presumptuous? Hey, you've got 3 days, just a couple days from now. I got over myself and made the call because I could see what was going on in her life and this could really serve her. It was an earlier version of Story Freedom. It was a predecessor to Story Freedom. She said it was a quick and easy call. She said, yes, the rest is history and would not have happened if I hadn't made that one call. It's the very same thing that Yvonne is doing right now. It's like, well, what if I just reach out? What if I just reach out? And what if I could have the stories that support me that made that easy instead of thinking of myself as some kind of slimy used car salesman? I've got to push that stuff in order to do the thing I've got to do. Can you hear we can't get there from there? What if it could be fun? What if it could be joyful? What if we could come from the highest place of service, have fun with it, and stretch ourselves in the process so we know more and more of who we are? How fun is that? So that's our foundation. That's where we're going today. Thank you so much for adding that piece, Yvonne. We're kind of skipping ahead to part three as well of the day, but you know, we're gonna go to where you guys are entering and you're already entering way up here, right? And also know that through this day, everything is welcome, right? So you might be hearing somebody's wind, you're going, oh, it's not happening for me. Well, everybody that you've heard, that happened to them before. They've had that thought, right? You know, myself included, right? And, or you could be going, wow, I'm so up for it. Or this would happen. Like all is welcome. Every emotion is welcome wherever you are on the stage. And don't compare your beginning to somebody else's middle, right? We are where we are on the journey. You are in the perfect place. You're hearing my words right now. You're in the perfect place right here, right now. And this day could be the, what if you put your stake in the ground? This day could be the marker for you. This day, there's the before and after. It's happened to so many people before now. And this could happen to you. It just requires putting your stake in the ground. Like, I'm going to do this too. I'm going to play full out. I'm going to play because I want that too. And that's my birthright. All right. Who's willing to make this day a marker? Like there's a before and after. I'm ready for the next level. Look at Yvonne is like first up. Me too. If you're ready to make this day a marker, let's like one hand up, kind of, sort of, two hands up, you know, and two hands really up. I'm ready to make this day a marker. Let's see your hands. Are you willing to make this day a marker? So there's a before and an after. Thank you. I'm seeing the hands going up, and I'm seeing it honestly too. Like, Marie, well, you know, I just took a big leap, you know, so I'm like, maybe, you know, and Mary Kay is busy with, you know, so I'm like, I don't know. And I like, she's like, maybe, right? Thank you for your honesty. It comes from there. I love it. So consider it. Wouldn't it be nice if this day were a marker for you, if there were before and an after, and the next level comes here? Whether you're fully like Yvonne was forced up all in, you know, to Mary Kay, like, I'm not sure, tentatively so, wherever you're at with that, just notice where you are, watch how you're playing today. No judgment, just watch how you're entering in and let this day be for you. Know that there can be a profound shift from here if you choose it, right? Okay. So what is the you know, promise for this event? What is my wish and dream for you? So here it is. There are things happening for us by the end of the day, both in the inner world and in the outer world, because there's stories inside us, as we know, there's stories that we tell the world, and both of those levels of story matter. There's the stories others tell as well. All of those stories enter into how we make an offer and somebody says yes and we do our work in the world, all right? So here's my wish for you for the inner world piece, the belief piece, that you're going to come away with an inner knowing that you are ready, that you know the price point for your offer, that you can step out and find that first person for your high ticket offer. So we're not talking about selling $1 widgets here. You can apply what you learn here to this, but it's like, we already talked about that at Practical Applications, remember? So you want a $1 million company, you want to go sell $1 million $1 widgets, or you could find 10 people who want to invest $100,000, or you go like, I can't do that. You want $100,000, it's like, yeah, I can sell 100,000 widgets, or find 10 people who want to invest deeply in themselves through you, who will pay $10,000 or $5,000 or $2,000. $2,000 and up is a high ticket sale. Right? So you will come away with an inner knowing that you're ready, that you know the price point for your offer, that you can step out and find that first person for your high ticket offer. You will know why it matters to create a high ticket offer. No $1 widgets here, right? You'll know your big why for it. You'll know your worth, and you'll feel ready to start charging for it. So for some, it's like, this is a first time ever, like Christina was a couple of years ago, right? She went from working in a barbershop to she owns her own salon on the coast now. She got her dream and she went on a dream walk on the Camino before that happened too. Something she never envisioned before. So like, Michelle, if I wasn't in this community, that never would have happened. And Marie was there behind that too, right? Inspiration for the Camino. So taking a step into a full world that is yours for the taking, right? And if you're just beginning, this is for you. If you go, well, like Marie, for instance, like, well, you know, listen, and this is not Marie, but let's say it was for a minute. Well, look, I already just did this 5 sales. I'm the best thing since, like, Marie's not that person, right? I'm the best thing since sliced bread. I'm done. You know, Marie would not have gotten here if that's the person she was or was being, you know, we all have moments like that maybe, right? But, you know, we all have moments like that, but that's not who Marie is at her core at all, right? So if you're already selling high ticket, what's the next level? What's the next level? And sometimes the important thing is to dream the next level. Well, 100% of the people said, yes, what's beyond that? Oh, dream bigger. What's the next level? If people are investing 2,000, why not 10? If they're investing 10, why not 20? If they're investing 20, why not 50? If I'm working with one person, why not two? If I'm working with 10 people, why not 20? In whatever way works for me. Maybe I'm working with 20 people and I'd rather be working with 10 at 3 times the price. I don't know. It's your dream, right? It's your dream. So that's the inner world. That's my dream for you today. That's what we're wanting to come out with. And it has happened many times before. Then that you have some tools and structures in the outer world for sales of story. So first, you'll have some tools and structures to get in place to get you going immediately. First, you know your stuff. What stuff do you even have to offer that you have to bundle? What you have lying around or can easily create? This could be, again, if you're entry level, if you're just beginning, or the next level for you, all right? Number two, you'll have a good idea of who you want to offer this thing to. A real person in the world with 2 eyes, a nose, and a mouth that you can call. Someone you'd really love to work with. Yvonne gave us an example of that. What's her name? Tiffany? Yeah. So that person that you can actually call today reach out to and make that offer to. And number three is you'll know where to start and what to offer them in a strategy session that you can do today or tomorrow. I suggest tomorrow. Right away is really great, but you're going to want to take the rest of the evening off. If you don't already have it off, take it off to consolidate, to let this sink into your bones, to do some journaling, to go for a walk, and then have that. Yeah, you can send out that little reach out text and then have a conversation with them tomorrow. Okay. So jot down the one thing that's the most from the inner world journey or the outer world journey, the inner story, the outer story, the thing that's most exciting to you. Oh, I'll know what to offer. Oh, I have some things to bundle. Oh, I'll know myself as that person who can do it. Oh, I could, you know, understand what that fee is. Maybe for you is doubling it right away or even having that to start with, or that I will be able to offer it tomorrow. Like whatever it is, write down the one thing that's really juicy for you in that and why. Take a minute just to jot that down. Okay, just giving you that 1 minute to do a little brief consolidation. I'd love to hear from one or two of you, just a brief sentence or two. Here's the thing that landed the most in me and here's why it matters to me. Because when you speak it out loud, it gets embodied and you own it. And then others will hear that too. They might've picked out something different. They'll hear that piece more deeply when they hear it from you. So let's hear from one or two of you. What landed in you and why does it matter to you? Who would like to begin? Yeah, Marnie, thank you. I knew it was going to be you. I knew it was going to be. You were just like, Michelle, me.
So in the last few days, I've actually written out what my ideal client would look like and tied that to my why. And so I have that now with a lot of clarity, and I've outlined what my program, my high ticket program could look like. And I've started to play with the pricing. So all of these things, I think, are really about what's the first step and getting that real person in front of me.
Marnie, fantastic. And look how you're coming into this. And thank you for that. And think of how this also dovetails with everything we've just learned in practical applications. We've been getting the building blocks there, And I love what you said in that series, Marnie. You said that you'd been studying about ideal client and learning about it for 2 years. But it didn't land for you. And then I think it was like 20 minutes. It was a 20-minute training in one of our last practical applications call. And you said, now I've got it. And now you've got who that person is. Fantastic. So again, everything we do all year long fits hand in glove. All the pieces work together synergistically to create that not by accident success toward the thing that we want. Thank you, Marnie. I love that. So who is that person? So I can go and offer it. Fantastic. Many people. In fact, I don't know if we've ever had an exception. People always go away with, oh, that's the person. I'm trying to think if there's an exception. If you've been here before, people always go away with that's the person. So that's my expectation for you. Thank you, Marnie. Let's hear from one more person. What landed most in you? Thank you, Mary Kay.
Yeah, well, you probably know what this is, but it's, I need to know what to offer.
Yes.
I feel like I've had experience with a bunch of the other stuff, but that's what I want to know.
Yes. Thank you for that. And I love the questions that you posted in Facebook, and we're going to dive in further probably in the second segment, but it'll be by the end of the day. We'll dive in. And also remember, if your questions don't get fully answered in the way that you want, go repost them, go keep reposting, keep asking the question, last and next level question. It's never once and done here, right? But what do I offer? And all of us will have a deeper sense of what to offer. And Mary Kay, I know you know the first level of that. We want to get you to the next level of that. But for all of you, you'll have a much better idea of what to offer than you came in with at the beginning of the day. So thank you for that. Yes. Anything else wanting to be said? what was really sparkling for you. Okay, thank you so much for this. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right. So, sales as story. So then what is my story about sales? I want to just speak for a couple minutes about, you know, why sales matter. And again, reference practical applications, get results with your words. We did some really important pieces around that, but I just want to recall us to that. Why high ticket sales matter. Again, did some pieces over there, but I want that to be our leaping off place. And then why does it matter to me? Because if it doesn't matter, we won't do it. If somebody says, Michelle, you should go to Toledo tomorrow. I don't know. Yeah, and I mean, there's going to be no action on my part. I don't care about it. I don't like, right? Michelle, you should go to Greenland tomorrow. I don't know. Why would I do that? Nothing is going to move. And this dovetails, of course, with the having a big why series. We can Google it. But that's very different than actually doing it. When I know why I'm doing it, I can move mountains. It's like the, you know, it was an apocryphal, the story of the mother who lifts the car off the kid. I don't know if it actually happened or not, but we all understand that, that thing that becomes possible, the impossible becomes possible. And we do things that we never thought we could because we know why. Yvonne gave us a good demonstration of that, right? She's so on a roll in her company. She so knows the joy of doing that work for people. There's a person she so wants to work with. So she gets beyond herself, gets past herself to do that thing because it really matters. If that makes sense, that to start with the why, if that makes sense to you, raise your hand. And this particular why. Yeah, thank you. You're getting it. Okay. So, well, why do sales matter? That one's pretty easy by now with our foundation from practical applications. And you know, if you forget that teaching or you're listening to the recording later, you haven't got there yet, this will do for now. You'll get this. If we don't sell anything, we don't have a company. Like, it's as simple as that, right? We have a hobby. We have a nonprofit maybe, but even nonprofits are selling things all the time. They get grants, they get money from different places, they need to buy a computer, they need to have team, they need to have people behind them, they need to have programs, whatever it is. And all that requires resources. So they just sell in a different way, right? If I have a hobby, well, if you're here, if you're looking for a hobby, this is not the right place. So you can hang up now because we're not teaching about a hobby, we're teaching about a business. And besides, if we run a business like a hobby, so there's never anything, any income coming in, and we're just giving everything away, we're going to burn out. We can't keep giving our gift out there in the world. So if we want to truly actualize that, if we want a life lived on purpose and want to get that out there in the world, there's a circulation of energy that, you know, what we put out into the world comes back to us in the form of financial abundance. And then we send that out to other people and it circulates, right? So no sales, no company. Besides, it's the highest service. And right now we're seeing like Mary Kay's barn, but hopefully she's still hearing our words and you guys are all hearing it, you know, in holding space for Mary Kay this week for that leap into her third year. Are you kidding me? It was joyful. It's an actual real holding space. And isn't that the highest service? Think of what's possible in say one coaching day and much can be, you know, one coaching session, much can happen. But when we hold space for that person, as with Mary Kay this week, for instance, now we've got a whole year in front of us, a whole year of service, a whole year of insights, a whole year of up-leveling. So the sale part is the deep service because it allows all the other. Make sense? It is being in the deepest service. So that's why sales matter. Make sense? Without it, no company. Okay, well then why high ticket sales? Well, you tell me. I don't want to tell you. I've got a number of reasons of why high ticket sales, and we did a little bit right at the beginning of this call and at practical applications, but I'd like to hear it from you. Why not just sell $1 or $10 widgets? For me, a high ticket sale is $2,000 and up. Why not just keep selling, you know, things for $97? Why high ticket? What do you think? Because we could just have a company and just sell stuff. Yeah, I saw Mary Kay and then Yvonne, was your hand up too? Yeah, so Mary Kay, then Yvonne.
For me, the high ticket means that people are actually going to use what I'm teaching. Mm. And they're going to have that kind of commitment. Those are the people I want to work with. The ones that buy, even myself, you buy this and that for a course for $300 or this or that. And, you know, I dabble in them, but I don't actually commit.
Dabbling versus committing. Thank you. And again, Mary Kay, we've got a little bit of, I'm so glad though that you're out there with your horse and in your barn. It's a perfect place. And then there's a little bit of an echo always. So thank you for managing that so that we can hear. I want to make sure we hear your voice in the best possible way. And then that we hear the other pieces too. So, so dabbling versus commitment. I get to work with that person who's actually invested. And if we think of that word invest, you know, if I'm invested in something, I'm invested. Do you think that I'm invested in my daughter's success, for instance? You know, are you kidding me, right? You know, I know you all know that about me, right? To be invested means our heart and soul is in something. Well, think about it. We use that same word with somebody is invested. You know, they invest in a program financially. When someone is invested financially in something, they're going to get something out of it because they're invested there. It's like, wow, you know, there's that inspiration to actually do that thing with it. If I buy a $1 widget, oh, well, I just lost a dollar. There's not me in there. I get to work with those people and they're going to use it. This is my heart work. My heart, not hard, my heart work. Sometimes it's hard work, but you know, it doesn't have to be. Sometimes it's really easy, you know. It's my heart work. Don't I want to be with the people who are engaged, who are listening, who are making use of that thing that is mine to give on the planet? Oh, yes, juicy. Thank you. Thank you, Mary Kay. Beautiful. Let's hear from Yvonne. Yes. So why high ticket sales?
It's a lot easier road to get to your seven-figure company than trying to sell a million with $1 widgets.
Thank you for underlining that. Mm-hmm. Whether your aspiration, it doesn't matter to me. You want a $50,000, $100,000, $500,000, million-dollar company, six-figure, seven-figure, eight-figure, billion-dollar company, you know, whatever that number is, I'm not attached to the number. But what would it be like? Well, first off, too, high ticket allows us to dream bigger. Sometimes you're going, well, I just want a $50,000 because I only think that I'm only this size. No, maybe $500,000, right? Dream bigger with high ticket for one thing. And then also so much easier to get there. I dream of a seven-figure company. And in this community, it's probably not, it's not usually the money first for people in this. And yes, money, thank you, come my way. But it's like that work that we're doing out there in the world that so matters. And they both go hand in hand. Well, I get to clone myself. There's more and more of me and my energy out there in the world making a difference. That's a joyful life. And I can do that level of service so much easier. When I go high ticket, there's a really strange thing. People think it's easy to sell, you know, $1 widget and harder to sell something high ticket. My experience is directly the opposite. So much easier to sell a $10 or $20 or $30 or $40 or $50,000 package or more than to sell a $1 widget. So much easier because you have a different person in front of you who's more invested, who hears better. And you're not so exhausted from trying to sell a million $1 widgets. So you can be fully present. All right. So why sales matter? Why high ticket sales matter? And then why does it matter to me? Because it can matter theoretically. These are all good ideas. And every single one of them, and I'm not dissing them at all, really important ideas. And already Yvonne and Mary Kay, for instance, were talking about why it matters to them in their answer. But I just want us to spend 1 minute thinking about, like, well, why does it matter to me? Because it could be a good idea. Maybe it's a good idea to run every day, for instance. Some people think it's, you know, some people run marathons and they stay in shape. My friend Judith has done it for years. It's a good idea over there for her, but I'm never going to run marathons. Do you get what I'm saying? It's not a good idea for me yet. Well, why would it be a good idea, not just idea, but something that I implement and manifest and actually do on the planet? Why is it a good idea for you? Take a moment, jot it down, and I want to hear from one or two of you. Your juiciest thing about having and enacting and really doing this high ticket program. I just saw the note. I don't always see the notes in the, but I can't help it. This one happened to catch my eye. Marie says, Christina, the one who did that was working in the barbershop, was just featured in the Shimanis newspaper as queen of her castle. She's going to share her post in our Facebook group. Growth continues from working in a barbershop, right? we can dream and enact and do that life that is our birthright. Like Yvonne talking about, oh, I envisioned it 3 to 5 years. You know, what was my vision 3 years from now? Oh my goodness, I'm doing it. So why high ticket for you? Take a minute. All right. And again, each one of these pieces, go ahead and take it further after the call. We could, do you realize you could spend an hour doing this? You could get on some great home play for you. Spend an hour doing this, get on a connection call, deepen that why for yourself, because it is the energy. It's the springboard. When Yvonne wants to make that call and she goes, maybe tomorrow. When she remembers how much fun she had at that last event that she was, organizing it and managing for people, you know, like about Sarah's event, for instance, you know, like just the joy of that. When she remembers why she's doing it, that then she'll get through that thing and actually do it. It's our strength. It's our energy, right? So let's hear from. So an hour after class would be a fabulous thing to do: journaling, sharing it with each other, getting on connection calls. So I'd like to hear from one or two of you. What's your why for high ticket? Or it's meaningless, like my example about Judith and marathons. Who cares? You. Let's hear from one or two of you. It's very idiosyncratic. It's for you. But will you share it here? Because in sharing it, it makes it real. Dottie, I saw your hand first. I saw you on mute, Marnie. So Dottie and then Marnie.
Well, my first part is a question, because what came to my mind first was that it would be honoring to me that with all of 40 years of training and sales, I know a lot. Then, of course, immediately I came up with I'd have the time to be able to really invest in my people, my ladies.
Mm. And Dottie, I don't hear that as a question at all. I hear that as a beautiful and profound statement of your why. This is beautiful. And can you hear how Dottie is echoing some of the things that we've said, but in Dottie's own particular way and adding to it? Dottie, this is beautiful, right? So it's honoring to the work I've done. There's something of legacy. Like, this is a thing that I've built. I get to take all this that I've learned and share it with others. What joy is in that, right? And that then if I'm exhausting myself with $1 widgets, I don't have time for people. When I have a high ticket program, I create the time and space, and I can hire a team, and I can, you know, build more things that support people, because that's who I am at my core. That's who Dottie is. I know that's you. You're just in service, right? So Dottie, I didn't hear a question there. And I'm going to have you hold the question. If there was a question, I didn't hear the question. And probably in the next segment, ask it there, because the vibration of the question, the vibration of the answer are in different places. And I want to be in that vibration of the solution and what we're building right now. And then we'll, you know, so just for all of you to jot down those questions, we'll catch them later. Thank you, Dottie. That was beautiful. And please remember to remute once you've spoken. And then Marnie, what's your why?
So, it's kind of a legacy, justice, and lifestyle. So the justice part is personal and social justice, where we learn to love ourselves and others and honor the universal experience of people, understand that we can live with less drama, hurt, and limiting beliefs, and promote our dreams and goals. And part of that is contribution to other people, both through service and money and opportunity for them to move forward. And then I had, I want the next phase of my life to be an ass-kicking, fun experience, and to help the people around me also have fun and live, travel life's paths easier. Mm-hmm. And ultimately to be a role model to help other people get to that journey sooner rather than having to go through some of the downsides of things that I did.
I love that, Marnie. Can you hear how deeply that's been thought out? Whole levels of the why: legacy, justice, lifestyle. And Marnie, can we play with your answer a little bit here? Because I want to take it a little deeper. And I'm just wondering, where did you hear Marnie's why? The one that is really, it has oomph, it has emotion and energy, and it's really engaged, not as just head, but as heart. Where did you hear it the most? Marnie, can we do this? It's okay. Like, yeah. What did you guys hear? Yeah, Dottie, go ahead.
Well, I'm bursting with joy hearing that, Marnie. And I want to do it for myself too, to to save people the pain that I've gone through and learned. So I thought that's what I heard you say, and I loved it.
I love that. And you know, you can hear that Dottie picked up that piece because that also so resonates with Dottie's why. So people will pick up the pieces that matter deeply to them too. Notice that, right? Thank you, Dottie. Love that too. And Dottie, if you can remute again, please. So Marnie, I heard another piece of it really strongly coming energetically from you. Do you know which piece it was, Marnie?
I'm hoping it's the justice piece.
Aha, see, you want it to be over there, and that's true, and it's real. But where I heard your energy the most, how did you put it? I want the next part of my life to be, how did you say, an ass-kicking fun experience. Did you guys hear that? It's like Marnie came to life in that moment. Our why is not always the one that we think it should be. Could you hear there's a little bit of even should around the justice? I'm not saying it's not deep in you. I know that it is. But to take it from head into heart and what's actually moving me, that's the piece that I heard most moving for you. And there's no shame in that. No, like, I want to have just joyful fun. And out of that is going to come all that service, right? Could you do that too, Marnie?
Yeah, actually, when you say that, when I was writing it, it was like these pieces are the sort of, like you say, the should. And they're the pieces that drive the values. But they're no value to me if I'm not having fun doing it.
Thank you. Can you hear that? If you rewound this, and I would do that, like listen to your answer, because we want to hear at very nuanced and attuned levels, what's my real why? What's my real why? And it's highly idiosyncratic. And where's the one that has energy? And that's the thing that will move us. Like, so let's say Marnie's getting out of bed and she really does care about justice, right? And in the morning, maybe one on her journey, she's going to have one day that's really long. I'm not advocating that as a lifestyle, but sometimes we put it in. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, we sometimes put the work in because we're building something and that, you know, there's a deadline or whatever it is. And Marnie is en route to, and also joyfully so, she's going to spend like 16 hours that day doing something because maybe something happened and whatever. Again, not as a lifestyle, but it happens. And is she going to roll out of bed going like, I want justice for all? You know, or is she going to go like, I know that life is mine to have and I'm going to do it no matter what. And then the justice falls out of that because, and then she'll get herself out of bed in the morning. If you could hear that difference, raise your hand. We want a real why. Thank you. Thank you so much for this. This is why it's like, what's your why? Idiosyncratic is fine that it's for you. If it's still at that theoretical level, get on a connection call with each other. It's like, well, why am I so passionate about justice? And we can go deeper and deeper into that why. And we'll do a bit more of that work later today or probably later today. All right. So. Why for high ticket sales? Thank you for this. Anything else bursting to be said right now? Yeah, Wendy. I thought it was there and I thought it was you, Wendy. I just saw you there going like, pick me. Wendy, go ahead.
This is what I wrote. Right now, high ticket sales matter to me because the perceived obstacle is the way to see myself differently, to be a mentor who understands who I am, the value of mentorship, and the value of what I offer in my company.
And I hear those all as intertwined. Marnie's were too in there. Can you hear how idiosyncratic they are? They're that person. They overlap with the other person, but they're highly individual. And one of the things I hear in yours, Wendy, is so strongly, you know, to see myself differently. As I see myself differently, I'll understand the value that I'm giving differently too. And that I value mentorship and that allows that highest level mentorship as well, right? When I can see myself. Beautiful. Thank you. Yes. Dig deeper and deeper into this. The deeper this is, the more you will actually pick up the call like I did to call Yvonne. Like Yvonne's going to call Tiffany. Like, you know, just without that, why we'll go, maybe tomorrow. Right? So I just want to share with you a couple of other reasons for those high ticket sales. Like, why would we want to do this? And you guys already got there, but I just want to underline just a few more, because this is the fuel for our actually doing it. Great relationships, number one. Who you attract into your life in the process of doing this. Think of Yvonne's joy with Tiffany. And, you know, she like, this is a amazing, you know, business owner, but it could be that person, you know, the mom next door, like, it doesn't, whoever that person is for you, the best clients, the best team member, the best horses around us, you know, like, who is it that gets attracted into my life? Great relationships. Number two, fulfilling work. You get to envision your best work and then actually do it. Like Marie going, like, I did a 5-day retreat, that thing that I envisioned a few years ago, and everybody said yes to the next step. Number three, growth. Who do I need to become to deliver this? Yvonne is the person who picks up the phone and or sends that note to Tiffany, for instance, right? Marie is the one who gets past that, you know, I don't want an effing business. Has to get past and through that to get to that next level of herself, which is not different from who she is, more and more of herself showing up, right? So growth, great relationships, fulfilling work, growth. Number four, it's fun. Isn't it way more fun to live here than in that small world? It's just fun. And high ticket clients, they're fun. They're wise. They're smart. They're more forgiving. They're kind. They're generous. Look at you guys. You are amazing, right? That's what I want for you. Your people who are engaged in your work and it's actually making a difference in their lives. That's just joyful. You get to create your tribe, whatever that looks like for you. So number four, it's fun. Number five, happiness. I found this article a few years ago when I first started teaching the high-tech virtual retreat. And it was called 5 Things Science Says Will Make You Happier. Now the article, I don't, you know, care so much about here, doesn't matter. But it was so interesting to me because I started mapping it onto it. It's like, these things that the scientists are studying about happiness, we just naturally do that when we create high ticket work. Let me tell you what they said. And you can go Google 5 Things Science Says Will Make You Happier, you'll find the article, all right? And it's somewhere in our, if you search our Facebook page, you'll find a link to it. Here are the 5 things they said. Acknowledge the good. I'll explain what these mean too. Add happiness through subtraction. Find meaning and purpose. Use your strengths, connect with others. When we create a high ticket program, we do these as a matter of course in building that high ticket program. I have the conditions of happiness that the scientists say will have me be happy by creating and enacting this high ticket program. Acknowledge the good. And the scientists said, when we acknowledge the good, we are happier. We're always in creating a high ticket program, we're acknowledging the good in us, the good in that other person, the good that we can do together in the world. It's just a part of the thing that we're doing, right? Add happiness through subtraction. They say sometimes when we actually, I don't necessarily use the word of sacrifice, but you know, it's like, let's say you eat 5 bowls of ice cream. You don't appreciate it so much anymore. And you go off ice cream for 5 months and then you have that first bowl of ice cream. Oh, happy. That's what they call add happiness through subtraction. Well, do you think that sometimes there's a time when you just kind of put it in? You know, I was up last night. I didn't know I was going to do this. I've taught this many, many times, but I stayed up till, like, I was up till 2 a.m. I'm like, oh, there's this for them. And there's this, and here's the next level, and here's the next level, and here's the next level, right? I subtracted some sleep last night. I'm not necessarily recommending this as a matter of course. I don't always do this, all right? But it was joyfully done, you know? It was joyfully done. Some sleep was missing. I'm not saying you're always going to lose sleep, all right? But sometimes, you know, I don't get to that morning shower because I'm busy with a high-ticket client got a hold of me and needs something. I'm like, and then the next time I have that shower, the next time I sleep, the next time I eat that meal, whatever it is, there's pieces where we're going to put it in. And it brings that, they tell us that brings joy. Right? Right now, there's happiness through subtraction. There's other places you could be. You're being here instead. You get that? There's something you subtracted from your life today. That's a part of happiness. Number one, the science. So this is, again, all what we're doing is a why for high ticket. A why for high ticket. And remember I said, I gave you 5 reasons, great relationships, fulfilling work, growth, it's fun, and happiness. Now I'm breaking down what that happiness is and why it actually produces the conditions of happiness. The scientists say when we acknowledge the good, we get happiness. When we add happiness, we get to add happiness through subtraction. Number three, find meaning and purpose. Isn't that obvious? Right? There's meaning and purpose in doing our best and highest work in the world with those who are invested in it and who, like Mary Kay said, actually listen. It's just part and parcel of doing this. Number four, they say when we use our strengths, we're happy. Doesn't this require us to use our strengths at the highest level? We don't have to go seek happiness. We do this and happiness comes as a byproduct. Number five, connect with others. Oh, look at who we get to connect with. That was number one. Highest level clients, we build the best team. If we're just beginning, we build the best volunteer team. And then we maybe start with that one virtual assistant and so on. The people around us who are helping us build this, the best of the clients, connecting with others. We build the conditions of happiness. High ticket program forces us to do that. I don't mean like in the sense of force. I mean, it's just gonna happen as a matter of course by the nature of the building of it. Does that make sense to you? Do you hear what I'm saying? Yes. I think that's so cool. By its very structure, we're creating the conditions of happiness, according to the latest research. And happiness is a practice. It's not something that's like I have it or I don't. And it's a practice. It's what we do. And when we go for that high ticket program, again, happiness is produced as a byproduct. And then there's a kind of, a positive feedback loop that happens. The high ticket program forces us to create the conditions of happiness in our lives, right? The good kind of force, it just happens. And then the cool thing is, well, happy people, the scientists have studied this too. They're healthier. They get sick less often. They live longer. They have more friends. They make more money. So we set up a positive feedback loop between our life and our mission in the planet, being on purpose, the health of our body, our happiness. Does this give you a few more reasons to be creating this high ticket program? If you heard one more or one more at a deeper level, raise your hand. Thank you. All right. So why do a high ticket program? Why create this? Again, we talked about the non-widgets. We talked about the people who actually listen. For me, there's great relationships, fulfilling work, growth. It's fun, happiness. We broke it down like why this actually creates the conditions of happiness. And number six, not to be neglected in this, money, financial abundance. Money. And Yvonne brought us to that earlier on, and I mentioned at the beginning of the call, I could sell, if it's a seven-figure program that I want, I could sell a million $1 widgets, or I could find 10 people who need and want my work at the $100,000 level, or any variation of that. It's 100 at the $10,000 level. So did I get the math right? Yeah. So instead of finding a million people who are all invested at the $1 widget level, all the headaches are in the front end, all the rewards are in the back end. Easier road to financial abundance. Now, I want to talk about financial prosperity for a minute, because sometimes heart-centered folks carry some baggage around money. If you think you've ever carried baggage around money, raise your hand. I have. Thank you. I grew up learning that it was easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. If you've heard that before, maybe that's not your spiritual tradition. I grew up with that. Or I also grew up with, hey, there was people who put alms in, and there was a really rich man and he gave all this stuff, but that didn't really matter. But then this woman, and she was poor and she gave a penny and that's what really mattered, And so the thing is, these stories exist, or in your own spiritual tradition, they exist, but like, how do we interpret those? First, what's the story that we're listening to? And then how do we interpret that, And there are other stories in that tradition. For instance, I was raised Catholic, you're meant to be abundant. The kingdom of heaven is meant to be yours. I mean, which story are we listening to? There's different stories in there. Which ones are we pulling out and listening to, and through whose eyes, right? I know I carried a lot of stuff about money, and I did that for many, many years. Well, there were familial stories about it too. On my mom's side, there was not a lot of money. On my dad's side, there was a lot of money. And on my mom's side, they got along really well and they helped each other. They were poor and they helped each other. On my dad's side, you know, one of my uncles, he'd be all stealing stuff, right? He's like, oh. So I learned, wow, rich people are, anybody heard this? Rich people are greedy. Rich people take stuff. Rich people, so I would rather be poor and good than rich and greedy. That stopped me from building things that could serve people for a long, long time. If any of that resonates with you, if that's ever happened to you at any level, raise your hand. Thank you for that honesty. Stopped me from helping people. Isn't that crazy? For a long time. Because when people are invested, we can also help them at the deepest level. So it's like I was playing smaller. I wasn't serving in the way that I could. And I had as the excuse for myself that, well, you know, I want to be a good person. But here's the thing, who gets to contribute more? If I'm broke and unhappy, and it doesn't have to go together, but let's say I am, okay? I'm broke and unhappy and barely surviving, and I've got to go from, you know, hand to mouth. How many people can I help? It's like I'm at a bare survival level and I can't really help people. I got to go inward and help myself. And if it comes from a spirit of, well, yeah, but I want to be generous and I want to help the world. You know, money isn't that important to me. Well, great. Go make $1 million or $1 billion and give it all away if you want to, right? You know? And I love what Sandra Yancey says about this. She's one of my mentors. She says, anybody who says that, you know, because we always go, well, there's happiness on one side and money on the other side, right? She says, anybody who says that money can't buy happiness hasn't given enough of it away. And she says this from a very real place because she's given away probably millions of dollars by now. She's been named a CNN hero for her work helping the victims years ago of Hurricane Katrina. She's done so much to build in the world. And all I'm saying is, can we move that story that has happiness on one side and money on the other? Can we move that story that says, if I make money, I'm a bad person or whatever it is? And can we align and know that money is just an amplifier. It's just an amplifier. That's all it is. Here's how I often think of it. Put money in the hands of the Dalai Lama. Put money in the hands of Hitler. What happens? It's just an amplifier. Do I trust myself at the core of who I am so that that amplification actually brings good in the world? And when I trust myself at that level, then I will allow myself to be all that I can be on the planet, including that financial abundance that I can do with whatever I want with. I can give it all away if I want, all right? So letting go of those blocks about money at the outset. So first, the why, the high ticket program. Here's abundance stories that we're building, all right? Sales doesn't have to be the, you know, used car salesman. It's a very different, you know, it's about the story, right? And then why sales and why high ticket and why high ticket for me so that I have the energy to do that. And then money. Yes, high ticket sales brings us that financial prosperity. Can I allow myself to embrace that? And if I don't, can I find the means to embrace that? I'm just going to remind you, by the way, I know that often I look like I'm looking down because I'm looking in your faces, okay? I know that technically I should look here. You guys will all know, think that I'm looking at you then, but I want to see you. I want to see how you're reacting. I want to see what you're taking in and what you heard and what you didn't hear and where the bumps are so that I can serve you the best, all right? So, and if you're listening after, if you're watching afterwards, it's just me on the screen. It's like, how come she's not looking at us, right? So I'm looking right at you to serve you here in this moment, all right? So, letting go of those blocks about money so that we can actually receive that, to know that that's our birthright. One more piece that I want to give you, then we're going to empty, we're going to end this block in, we're going to go a few minutes over, but we're going to end this block soon and then come to some other pieces of the puzzle after a break. But hang with me for another, you know, 5-10 minutes or so, because I want to give you, do you have room for one more piece? You still with me? Thank you. And if not, just take care of your energy. Take a breath. We'll be at a break soon. Right? That's why I want to look at you, see if you are actually still with me. Right? The real answer. So one more piece I want to give you before the break. If financial abundance is another one of the benefits of the high ticket of having a high ticket program, but I'm pushing that money away, I'm going to push that high ticket away. Can you see it? So I want to give us more yes energy around that financial abundance. And here I want to lean into something that I learned at Peak Potentials. And I did 25 courses with them over about 3 years, did deep dive with them. I learned so much, and I want to honor the work that I did with them. And I want to honor them in this piece that I learned about the why for money. Because I entered in going, oh, you know, poor people are nice and rich people are nasty. That's where I entered in when I did the work with them years ago. And I had a mindset like, I just want to give all my work away. I didn't know these things then that I know now. So I didn't understand that I can give more as I create more. I didn't get that before, right? So why is it that I would even want to make the money? Because if I don't want to make the money, I'm not going to do high ticket. I'm going to sabotage myself somewhere. Yes? So here's what we learned at Peak Potentials. We did a deep dive exercise. I'm not going to rehearse that here, but I want to give you these three keys. Because sometimes we think, well, I'd like to travel more. Maybe it'd be nice to buy a few more things for my house. It's not a deep enough why to actually overcome this, you know, poor and rich. So actually, before I tell you about them, I want to finish off that story about poor family, rich family in my family, because you probably have something of the same. Does that make sense? You picked up something, some threads of story about money. When Dana was little, she was about 3 or 4 years old. This is when I started shifting my story about money, because she was playing with these little dolls one day. And there were these two sister dolls. And I was listening to her dialogue and she's going like, oh, Mary, oh, whatever their names were, you know? Oh, we're so poor. Oh, we have almost nothing. We have nothing to live on. How are we even gonna have dinner? But we're so happy. And it wasn't until it was reflected in my daughter, she picked it up from me. I'm like, what am I teaching my daughter? I am teaching her to starve. How is she going to get her gifts out in the world? It wasn't until I saw it reflected in her, like, what am I doing? And I started retraining my brain around money. I brought her to the Millionaire Mind Intensive and then when she was 11, and then I had her go back again. That's where my early training years ago about money, it was 10 years ago. It's a deep dive, 3-day intensive to rewire your brain about money, but I want to do it right here, right now, quickly. All right. So we can move on to other pieces. Well, why make the money? So I stopped telling my daughter that story, for one. I don't want my daughter to live in poverty and not live her gifts. Who's special to you? What do you want to model for them? Scarcity? Barely have enough? Scraping by so they can't help anybody? That shocked me when I saw that in my daughter. And I made a change right there. So then when I went to Peak Potentials, here's what they taught us. Three reasons to make money. Lifestyle. Contribution. Who I need to become. All of these are very attractive to me. Lifestyle, sometimes we're going to push it away. Oh yeah, I don't, you know, it's in this group, it's probably not the big house, the big car, although we might enjoy those things. It's probably not first on our list. Am I right? That's not our first impulse. For some people it is, but it's probably, if you're here listening to my voice, it's probably not you, that the very first thing I want is the biggest house, bigger than anybody else's, and then I'll be fulfilled. That's not this group, all right? Doesn't mean we'll push those things away, but it's probably not first. But lifestyle to me is something different. My screensaver is still the trip that I took with my daughter to Mexico, and we went ziplining. That's lifestyle. It's still my screensaver, and I love it. It rotates through those pictures of my daughter, and they took photos that we didn't really even weren't aware that they were taking. Invest in the photos later, because on every single one, my daughter was not posing for the camera. She's beaming. She was in joy. She flew like Superman over this giant cavern. She knew her power. That's lifestyle for me. What is it for you? Just a couple days ago, I said, Dana, what's that screensaver on your phone? She said, yes, Mom, because I just saw it flashing. I don't always look at her phone. I wasn't thinking about it, you know? I said, is that still Arizona? She's like, yeah. 2 years ago, I took a trip with her to Arizona for New Year's. And she, man, she's like me at that age. She the first time she stopped working was like, I don't believe in, you know, but she's like a like a young version of me on steroids, you know. So like, gotta let her live her own life, you know. The last time she stopped working again was just this Christmas. I mean, she's been working so hard. You can't make somebody do something, right? She's slowly getting there. Oh, lifestyle, right? So I had her stop 2 years ago because she's in such an intensive program. We went to Arizona together, and we went to what's it called? Earth 2, just outside Tucson. Marnie, you know of it. It's this entirely contained Earth where they're creating an artificial atmosphere, and they had people live inside it for three years, something like that. And it was fascinating how they built it. And Dana was so, she'd heard about it for years in her courses. And she's like, Mom, we're going to be beside that. And she was beaming. It's still on her phone. She remembers that trip. And for me, it was about, we experienced it very differently. For me, it was about the preciousness of this earth. There were these big drums to create, like, how do you create food? How do you create oxygen? It's a gigantic scientific project that takes tons of energy. And to me, it was just a big sign. It's like, how are we taking care of this planet? It reminded me in this visceral way, all this technology to create Earth 2. We've got Earth 1. Oh, may we just please take care of it? This is a life-changing experience. Well, that's lifestyle. What is it for you? Why make the money? Lifestyle. I am so glad we did that. I got my $6,000 chair, not to mention I got my $6,000 chair for $500. Yay! You know, I sit there, I feel good, I have new ideas, I look out the window. It reminds me of traveling when the world will open up for travel, get like just joy. It's okay. Lifestyle, it's okay. You know, I had to learn that was okay. Contribution, that one's obvious. Who are the people that we can help? And then, like Sandra said, he's like, anybody whose money doesn't buy happiness hasn't given away enough yet. The joy on the faces of people that we give money to, the clients we serve and support, I get to contribute at a higher and higher level. The first time I gave away a larger donation, and it's like, it's going to feed how many kids? And they're going to get to go to school, like how many of them for a year? And oh my God, you know, really? Like, I got to make that difference. And I get a letter from this girl, and now it's changing her life and contribution. Who I need to become. Just reference Yvonne. I can't call Tiffany. You know, like, just like, let's just say it in a word here. Wait, yes, I can. Me, years ago, I can't call Yvonne. She's busy. I got 5,000 editors, you know, excuses for not doing it. Yes, I can, because this could serve her. Life-changing for her, for both of us. I can be that person who makes that call. I can be that person who creates that program and actually offers it. I can be that person who makes mistakes. I can be that person who, like, somebody's not going to like it. And I can be bigger than that. Who am I meant to be? And this is Keith Cunningham, the actual rich dad of Rich Dad Poor Dad. I did many days of training with him. And he says, you know, his definition of heaven, you've heard me say this before, hear it here. His definition of hell, going to the pearly gates, whatever that is, and meeting the man he could have been. Oh, oh, why didn't I live that life? I could have done it. His definition of heaven, going to the pearly gates, whatever that is for you, meeting the man, for me, the woman, the man he could have been, shaking his hand and saying, hi, you're me. Oh, that's the life I want. And that person is stretched. That person has taken risks. That person has fallen. That person has made mistakes. That person has grown. Why make the money? Lifestyle, contribution, who I need to become to get past that Dana going like, oh, we're so poor, but we're so happy. No, I'm not saying that there aren't poor people in the world who are happy and rich people who are unhappy. Of course that exists. But why did I polarize it? That doesn't make sense. Money is a magnifier. I don't want to be just concerned with survival. If I want to contribute to the world, you know, how big can I make that contribution be? How much can I step into all of who I'm meant to be? And lifestyle, that can be for myself and for my loved ones and whatever I conceive that to be. Those are really great reasons to have a new relationship with money. If you heard at least one thing that either deepened it or moved the needle for you around money, at least one thing, raise your hand. I did, and I've been teaching this stuff. Every time I hear it, I teach. I'm not above any of this stuff. I teach it because I want to learn this at deeper and deeper levels. Okay. So we've done a lot of great work already this morning. What's my why for sales? What's my why for high ticket sales? What does sales of story even mean to me? How are her sales of stories connected? And then, you know, what are deeper and deeper levels of that why for that high ticket so that then I'll be bigger than any obstacle. We could even end here. And if you really heard what we're doing, you could go out there and do it. You get that? I had one client who was in our community a couple of years ago, and she's like, well, you know, I'm a systems and structure person and like, whatever, I'm just going to skip over to the stuff where we're really doing it. So she skipped over to part 2 and 3, where we start doing some more of the tactical stuff, and failed miserably. She was listening to it in the recording because she first got in the recording, right? Like, it doesn't work without this inner world piece. And in fact, if you only have this piece, you can do it. You're going to be bigger than any obstacle. You'll understand why, and you'll just make the structures to make that happen. This is the core. And then so much more that we're going to do today. Okay, well, if I know this is it, well, then how do I actually enact this? We're going to do one more, one more inner world piece, just briefly at the beginning, and a couple of inner world pieces. And then we're going to start to go to the nuts and bolts. Okay, well, now, Michelle, I want to do this. How do I go and do this? What are the building blocks of this from this foundation? So that's what we're going to get to in part 2. Really super important piece. Let's take a break until right now it's 11:42 Mountain Time. Let's take a break for about, was it 25 minutes or so, 20 minutes, until 12:05, okay? Until 5 after the hour. So do whatever you need to maintain or up level your energy, a nap, shavasana, a walk. Please don't look at your email. Please don't engage with somebody who needs something from you right now. Like, no, talk to the hand, you know, I can do it politely. Like, hey, I'll have time tomorrow. Hey, you know, whatever you need. And even you can tell them you had an exercise that you were given, and the exercise is to take care of yourself, right? Hey, I would help you, but my mentor told me that I had to do this exercise over the break, and I'm doing it. You don't have to tell them what it is. The exercise, take care of yourself. All right. Dottie, if that's a question, I want to take that at the end, because this is a good energetic end, unless it's something that doesn't allow you to go into the break. Can we take that after the break? Anything you need to know to go into the break, because this, I want to close energetically here. Okay, thank you so much. I will see you all at 5 after. Have a great, great break. I'll see you all soon.